One of the most anticipated events of the NFL offseason is finally here. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Round one of the draft kicks off from Pittsburgh tonight. The Raiders hold the top selection. They're expected to take Indiana quarterback and Heisman winner Fernando Mendoza first overall. The Jets will have the number two pick. The Packers don't have a selection in round one, so GM Brian Gutekunst and his scouting staff will sit and wait patiently, but will keep close tabs on the first round.
We'll follow that process. What happens will affect Friday and Saturday, so we'll be in tune with it. And again, like I said, it'll probably be a little different, but I do think it's important. We put a lot of work into these guys that you kind of look at this, okay, hey, how do we see this shaking out? What would we do here if it was us? Things like that.
Packers traded their first-round pick to Dallas in the Micah Parsons deal last season. The Cowboys will use that selection to pick 20th in the opening round tonight. Brewers fell to the Tigers 5-2 in Detroit last night to even that series at a game apiece. Not much happening for the Crew, managing just two runs on six hits. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't hit well, but we did have some good at-bats, and we competed to the very end, which I'm proud of. We didn't pitch well. I mean, that's I know we didn't give up a ton of runs, but we didn't pitch well. The three guys that through today did not pitch well, so we got to be better than that.
Series wraps up this afternoon. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs won their eighth in a row, 7-2 over the Phillies. Pirates down the Rangers 8-4. Rays 6, Reds 1. Cardinals fell to the Marlins 4-1. Midwest League, Wisconsin beat Fort Wayne 9-3. Great Lakes over Beloit 9-5. Wisconsin men's basketball team adding to its roster for next season, receiving a commitment from in-state guard Josh Manchester. Mount Horeb's all-time leading scorer received a scholarship offer earlier this week. He averaged 30.1 points a game as a senior last season. NBA playoff action, Oklahoma City 120, Phoenix Suns 107, Detroit down to Orlando 98-83. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.